It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The Devontae Adams trade has NFL fans, of which there are many, talking trades around the country.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Are the Giants a Super Bowl contender if they trade for Matt Stafford?
No.
That simple? Got a good defense.
Right there?
I don't think they are either. I just thought it was like, where do people even come up with that concept?
People really think football, you just add one person and it completely changes. You got to have a damn team. You gotta just plug some right in there and just say, oh, we're going to get 100% better. You got to have a team, dog.
Obviously. What do you think is going on in Cleveland that they're not able to bench Deshaun Watson or Stefanski?
The owner is like, nah, I'm paying his money, he playing.
Do you think there's any way it really is just Stefanski thinks he's the best quarterback for the team?
Probably. You can make yourself believe everything if you know the people paying your check to saying that.
They are 30th in points scored, 32nd in yards gained, 30th in passing yards, 27th in passing touchdowns, and 8th in interceptions.
I'm telling you, in the game,
he's averaging 170 a game. Brian, this is astonishing. Holy moly. We talk about sacks aren't only a reflection on the quarterback, on the O-line. A lot of it is about the quarterback, too.
Mm-hmm.
They've played 6 games. How many times do you think Deshaun Watson's been sacked?
I'm going to go about averaging 5 to 6 per game. I'm going to say 30 to 36.
31 times, lost 178 yards. I mean, damn.
That's bad. He has to be getting word from up top that no, we're not benching him.
How depressing is that to the rest of the locker room? Because by all accounts, Jameis is a locker room guy.
When they came to play us here, I met Jameis that night before. And when I watch him working out pregame, I was like, he's going to end up in this game tonight. He was working out too hard not to be a guy who was expecting to play. You know what I mean?
Well, he's got to know that he's got a shot at this point.
Well, he sure was putting in work to make sure if he had a shot, he was going to be ready for it. I promise you that.
I mean, there have got to be people in that locker room. The receivers are known to be easily
triggered. People handle the quarterbacks a little differently, dog. Especially when they know the quarterback is the person who the owner likes the most. When the owner likes the quarterback,
that owner seems pretty volatile. At what point is he going to be like, yo, this guy sucks?
Well, remember, he made the decision to bring him in there. A lot of people don't like to admit when they did something wrong.
Sure. We've seen that here for sure. You know, I did have somebody reach out to me because I tweeted some things about how it's very clear ownership is driving that bus. I'm not sure I agree, but somebody close to the Cleveland organization texted me. He's like, dude, I don't think that was all ownership. Andrew Berry is the GM, whatever, his executive VP of football ops. He's the one that made the trade, and he's still there.
The owner.
I think that tells you something too.
Andrew Berry don't make a trade without the owner's support.
Of course.
So the owner had to support it. So that's probably why he's still there, because they were lockstep and hand in hand going into that thing.
Man, Andrew Berry, it might be a rent don't buy situation for the remainder of your Cleveland tenure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go quick. Are they cooked? Panthers are cooked, but they're coming to town. Does that make it weird?
I'm not going to say they're cooked. You know, I try not to get into that.
Next week you'll say it, right?
If they lose to us, then they cook.
New England's 1-5. Just switch quarterbacks.
Don't know.
You're abstaining? Very abstinent?
I think New England is done.
Browns, 1-5.
Yeah.
Bengals.
That team looked lost when they came here. I don't believe in Levi's.
Will Levi's, not very good. Good looking, eats a lot of mayonnaise, gets commercials.
Person that just eat mayonnaise by itself, something is wrong with that person.
I think he puts it in his coffee.
Something is definitely wrong with that person.
And he eats bananas raw.
Coffee and mayonnaise can't taste good.
Bro, he eats bananas with the
that's just stupid.
Peel on.
He's just doing stupid stuff. He's trying to get attention. Somebody needs to go lay him down. He's screaming out for help.
Would you go to Mason Rudolph if you were Brian Callahan? Callahan Auto.
Probably not.
Mason Rudolph grew up a Skins fan.
Don't care.
I interviewed him at the Senior Bowl many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jags, 1-5. Cooked.
Yeah.
You think Doug Peterson gets canned down there? Know him. You've got to know him, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I know him. It seems about time. See, the thing about me,
I thought he had that thing going in the right direction, too.
And when head coaches get let go, I don't feel too bad because they get their whole check. The assistant coaches and players, they don't get their whole thing. Head coaches get that whole contract no matter if they're there or not. So I don't feel too bad for them all the time.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, I would say.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Raiders are 2-4. Minus 54 point differential.
They're going to be a little feisty throughout the year. Not completely cooked, but they're very close.
Yeah, man. Antonio Pierce was able to come in and like kind of get that thing operational last year.
Mm-hmm.
But that quarterback situation is just going to be really hard to win. I think Minshew is the type of dude that's a really good backup. I don't know. This Aiden O'Connell dude was okay last year. I don't know what talent they have. You trade away Adams. I'm not a big believer in their run games. Amir White, Alexander Mattison. Amir Abdullah's my age. Like I feel like he was at Nebraska the same time I was at Maryland. I don't know. I kind of think the Raiders are cooked. You're right that they will be pushed hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it might not matter.
May not matter.
Cowboys are 3-3, 0-3 at home. Just got their doors blown in, going on a bye week. Jerry's trying to fire radio hosts. Are the Cowboys cooked? 3-3.
I'm not going to say that they're cooked yet.
Okay, me either. Eagles, with all the drama, they're 3-2. They're not cooked, right?
Not yet.
Too much talent.
No, too much.
Giants are 2-4. And Danny Dimes.
I don't like the Giants.
Continues to make just asinine throws and asinine decisions.
Oh, he's not going to stop that. That's about where they're going to be. They damn near cooked.
We're putting the Panthers on the are they cooked hiatus for a week?
Yeah, until after we play them. But when you get a little too hyped, man, the universe have a way of making you come back down.
So. Who's more cooked, Rams or Cardinals?
Rams.
You think?
Yeah.
Rams are 1-4 and had their bye. Cardinals are 2-4.
Rams seem lost, man.
A lot of injuries, yeah.
Team lost.
Who wins the West? Niners and Seahawks are both 3-3. How the West?
I still believe the Niners are the better team.
Hard to disagree with that.
Yeah.
Next,
if you agree with me more often, you'd be a much smarter person.
Next head coach to be fired.
Ready to be Doug.
I can give you what the odds makers say.
Doug or Sirianni?
According to sportsbetting.com or whatever, Doug Peterson is next head coach to be fired. Then McCarthy, then Stefanski. This is crazy. Peterson, McCarthy, Stefanski with the Browns. AP, Antonio Pierce with the Raiders, fourth on this list.
Didn't they just hire him?
Yeah, but they kept him as an interim the whole year. So I can't imagine contractually it screws them up too bad. I don't know, but.
But didn't they sign him to a deal and they made him the coach?
Yes, but I don't know what kind of length or dollars are attached to it. I don't know. Dennis Allen with the Saints. I get that he's kind of a zero, but you kept him and then you start. I don't know. I wouldn't have kept him in the first place. Taylor, Dable, Sirianni's pretty far down the list. Dable and Sirianni are both 12-1.
Wow. But Sirianni had one more argument with the fan, and it's going to be on and popping, I'm telling you that.
How about this? I don't think it'll happen. But Mike McDaniel and Sean McVay on the list at 50-1.
Listen, Jay. Bill Belichick is no longer working in the NFL.
Anybody can get fired.
These owners, they don't care. They listen, man, when it starts to look bad or they start to look bad, they going to get rid of you. And they have every right to.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.